On that note, just want to thank everybody for being on the line, and we will get that call, and you'll know, don't worry, you'll get the email about the next call when we can get Maureen to come back, and just we'll do a live Q&A session of what, of, you know, hey, we got issues, we want to just toss it to a medical expert or a medical professional who is, you know, seeing the good, the bad, and the ugly from what Western medicine has to offer. So we'll deal with that coming up next Saturday, okay? This will be 2 days, 3 days. Let me look at my calendars here real quick. Into the availability, 3 days, December 3rd, we will have had access for individual orders of the waterfall. The timing of this could not be more imperative. So I want to let you guys know this is where I need your help. Okay, I do not have a guest scheduled. You on the line right now will be the guest. If you have one of the Nikan waterfalls, if you ordered it at the convention or you ordered it at a launch and you've had it and you've got it set up and you're using it, you're enjoying it, you're troubleshooting it, I want to hear the good, the great, and the amazing. Okay? I'm not a Pollyannist. I don't stick my head in the sand when it comes to negativity. However, everything about this water system is either good or it's great or it's just mind-bogglingly amazing. We're already getting stories back from people who have been using Nikan water technologies for years, and then they put this in their home and everything changes and for the better. There are also, again, I'm not anti-negativity. We will face the issues, some of the things that, you got one that leaks, or you got one that the little LED light doesn't light up green as soon as you pull it out of the box. Let's talk about those. Let's troubleshoot through some of those scenarios. So when we're talking to people and they set it up in their home, we can say, oh, by the way, this might occur, not to you know, scare them, but you say, when you pull that filter out and when you pre-soak it for 2 hours, make sure you don't let water get in the top because it'll create a vapor barrier or a water barrier, and it won't soak. It's not going to do what it does. So these are little things that, you know, we picked up in the little over a month that we've had to really have some fun with this unit. So we want to talk about that next week, so you will be the guest speaker. So just get all those stories, get all the things. I know that Bob Bellevue and I have been rapping about this back and forth, dialoguing, because he's already sold several of them, people that have bought them from the convention or in the environmental pack. And there are people that they just come up with different things and different ways to use them more effectively. And I want to remind you, if you've not seen it yet, please email me. Please just call me. Okay, 503-695-5683. Again, 503-695-5683. If you've not seen the water demo by Rick Murphy, it is absolutely the best use of 13 minutes that you could ever do. Just from the educational standpoint of what is in bottled water, and he just really focuses in on bottled water. And it's a very simple demonstration, but there's enough educational tips. I'm using this as a homework assignment for every new wellness consultant that we bring on board. I did it with a new gal we signed up this week. I said, this is your homework assignment. Once you've got the kids in bed and you've got some just focused time on the computer, watch this demonstration. You can get it. You can watch it. Easiest way to get to it, access Dennis and Ruth Williams' website, which is www.ybhurton.biz, which is the letter YBHURTN.biz, not .com or .net, .biz, B-I-Z, YBHurton.biz. At the very, very top of the menu that it comes up, right on the right-hand side, the second one from the top says water presentation or water demo or something. Put your cursor on there. It'll bring down another pop-down menu, and just click on Water Demo, okay? And it's right there, and it'll take you right into YouTube. Or I can email it to you. Whatever way works easiest for you, you can email me. But if you'll watch that video, you'll be light years ahead. And again, I'm saying do the groundwork now before the waterfall becomes available for individual purchase, This is not a shift of saying, oh, now all we're talking about is water. It's such a simple, simple solution. And people who are open and who are concerned about water consumption and are drinking tap water are saying, no, I don't want to drink the chlorine anymore. So be it. So they've switched over to bottled water. My opinion, this is just my opinion, I think that's taking 3 to 5 steps backwards.
Vance?
Yes.
Can you give your number again, please?
503-695-5683. Or you can email me at vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS 995@AOL.com. Here's the bottom line when it comes to bottled water. Again, my opinion. If you're trying to get your body to fight off the free radicals, to fight off all the negativity, to fight off all the junk that's out there, the crud, we can't do that if we're not pushing the envelope and increasing the alkalinity in our bodies. Obviously, we want to shoot to maintain a pH of neutral. That's great, but with what we eat, with what's in the air, with what we're drinking, we're pulling in a lot of acidity, and we've got to balance that out. And the way we can do that really, really easily is by increasing the alkaline that's in our water. And if you're going to drink bottled water, you're actually doing your body a disservice, because bottled water is filtered by reverse osmosis. And reverse osmosis, when it goes through that process, it increases the acidity. So, as people are now discovering, you might as well just drink pop. You know? I mean, yes, it's more acidic, but you might as well enjoy it if you're going to drink bottled water. And I'm not even going to get into the environmental issues. That's a no-brainer with how much waste is created and how much oil is burned off creating these bottles. So, that's why I've been adamant about it the past few weeks. And once you get it in your home, and I understand, too, that people are saying, you know, well, hey, well, I've already got a water, Nikan water system. Well, it's time to upgrade, you know, because this is what's going to be available for Nikan, so you might as well make the investment. It's a great year-end tax write-off, by the way, because you're buying it for business use. Yes, you're using it in your home, but it's a business use, so take advantage of that. And, you know, you talk about tax, year-end tax giving, you know, making another contribution to your favorite charity. How about making it to yourself? Making a contribution to your own future. The future of the people you're going to introduce Nikan to, the people that you're going to share it with. But more importantly, to you and your family, the water you consume. You're making a donation to yourself, because it's 100% tax deductible as a business use product. So, and any good CPA will tell you, well, how do you differentiate between how much you're using it for yourself and how much we're using it for personal use? It's a business. It doesn't matter. And any, you know, again, good CPA will say it's a business use product. That's just the way it is. So, anyway, I think that's it, folks. So, again, have a great rest of the week. Look forward to talking and hearing from you next Saturday morning as we open up the lines for Q&A.